Hey, happy day. I got three pieces of profundity for you from your wiser advisor. Here it comes. Number one, those who would trade a little liberty for a little security deserve neither and would lose both. Benjamin Franklin, words of wisdom from him and now coming from me. Number two, I have a brand new term for you and me, for all the good guys. We are now not magicians, we are logicians. Logicians, that means logic. We talk logic. Not many people understand that new verbiage, logic. Lastly, Bob Hope, famous comedian. He actually has a brother. He lives in Canada. His name is No. In Canada, there's no hope. We got to fix that. We got to have hope. We got to get hopeful and we got to make things happen. But the economy in Canada, I got to tell you, it is upside down. It just is totally shut down. Millions of people are out of work. Millions more will be out of work. Everybody's waiting for the government to help them fix it. Help me. And you know what? This isn't a nice thing. I mean, the Prime Minister of Canada now is saying this could be many, many more weeks before we get Canada back to work. There has to be a balance here. You have to open things up. You got to do things. Things shouldn't have even been shut down, in my view. Just should have changed things. Could have changed the rules. Leave everything like it was. But now you have to be 6 feet apart instead of 2 feet apart. Part of whatever it was, but that didn't happen. Everything is closed worldwide, I understand, but there are some places that are giving pushback, and I wish Canada would have been one of them. Son of a gun, I gotta tell you, it ain't very nice. But I do have an answer. How do you fix this quarantine business? It's easy. All you do is quarantine all the liberals and the economy will roar. It'll rock. Holy, everybody like us and me and you will make things happen. Lock those liberals up for a while. That'd be kind of nice. President Trump, he goes through a lot with fake news. I got to tell you, it's almost every second of every day. And just the other day, I was watching him at a news conference. And you think of all of these news people who are invited to come and sit in with the president of the United States. They should be qualified, right? And you watch these guys in action and you think, is that all you got? And this guy was so funny talking about oil. You got to watch this little clip on this.
Again today, I was wondering.
Oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
I was wondering if you...
No, where's the price? Give me the price.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the price?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else. Go ahead.
Hey, that wasn't very painful to watch, was it? Or was it? But at the end of that particular one, this guy was clueless. He was about as sharp as a marble. But at the end of it, another reporter yells out to the president as leaving the room, do you have shares in all the companies, the drug companies that are making pills to make everybody better? You know what? They're planting seeds at every opportunity. You know, did you murder Mrs. Smith? Who's Mrs. Smith? Aha! You know, you're on and on it goes every day. That gets a little tiresome, but I wanted to share this with you about Canada. The Canadian stimulus package. It's been a slow day in rural Saskatchewan. It's a little wee town and there's only one hotel, not many businesses, but the virus has hit it hard. And there's just nothing going on and everybody owes money to everybody else within the community and they're upside down, right? And all of a sudden this guy roars into town in a gleaming new car and he stops at the hotel, goes up to the clerk and says, I want to get a room. Can I go look at one? Yes. You have to leave a deposit. So he put a $100 bill down on the counter. Clerk gave him the key and upstairs he went. The clerk looked at the $100. He couldn't help himself. He ran next door to the butcher and said, I owe you $100 here. Thank you. The butcher took the $100, ran next door to the electrician. Here, I owe you money. Hey, thank you, electrician. Ran next door to the bread man. I owe you $100. Here, the bread man ran next door to the hooker and said, I owe you $100. Thank you. Here. Then the hooker went to the hotel and said, for my last posting here, I owe you $100 here. And he put the $100 bill on the counter. The man came down and says, I don't like your rooms. Here's the key back. Picked his $100 bill up and left. Left town. Okay, so that's a Canadian stimulus package. Nothing was gained. Everybody kind of went into circles like kissing your sister. And here we are. Son of a gun. Who knew? Wanted to share a little bit with you about this virus thing with regards to me and my changing views on it, because initially I thought it's kind of hoaxy. I get it. There's some sick people out there, but it's kind of like the flu, and maybe you're making too big of a deal of it. But on an earlier show, I told you that I kind of was sick and getting sicker. Turns out that I was really sick, and I had 5 days where I didn't eat, and I had 6 or 7 days. I was shaking all day and long, and there was no radio to help me along. And I looked at this, and I thought, wow, if you put a senior, like a really old person in a home through this, they couldn't survive. So I finally went to a guy and I said, can you test me? He said, no, we're short of swabs. And I said, so I'm not ever going to be part of your little bank here. We'll never know if I'm a statistic, if I'm part of this. And so in other words, it's much, much bigger than what you say it is. And he said, put it this way. We have a shortage of swabs. He says, think of a policeman. He sees a drunk on the road driving. He stops him. He's only got one breath analyzer left in his car and he wants to save it because there's a shortage. And he said, but he tickets him and he puts him in isolation, call it, because he's drunk, because he has experience and he knows that the guy has it. And he says, Brian, that's you. He says, I know that you have it. And I said, wow. I said, am I ever thankful now? I'm coming around that all of these homes, senior homes, are taking the measurements that they in fact are. And again, I used to say, are you guys nuts? Lock it up, everybody? Yeah. But I think it's good. I mean, this nobody could go through, nobody that has a compromised kind of health thing. Because I'm healthy. I'm old, but I'm healthy. So anyway, just some food for thought there. And you all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.